Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show, often pronounced Wednesday. If
really?
You pronounce it like it's written.
That's what it looks like.
Wednesday. Yes. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. He helped his son with his written driver's test. And if he's looking forward to a lot of wins this season for the Cowboys, he won't be impressed. You know, I take offense to that because I've been a diehard Cowboys fan for like 7 months now.
Yeah,
lifelong.
Yeah, yeah,
lifelong
yeah.
Cowboys fan for like 7 months.
Come on.
So, and I'm going to see a lot of my Cowboy friends at the ACMs tomorrow.
Right, at the Star.
I know. So I refuse to accept that, Eddie.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that part.
Okay, good. Here he is. Producer Eddie, let's go.
Hey, over the weekend, I did something really cool. I ran a 5K. I've never ran a 5K before. And I took the whole family out. It was called the Bubble Run. It was cool.
So a 5K is what, 3 miles?
Oh, I don't know.
3.1.
Okay.
So ooh, so I can get a sticker that says 3.1 on my car?
Absolutely you can.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's a long way. I mean, 3.1.
Well,
I mean,
I didn't run the whole thing. So, like, I got stuck with the baby. So I was pushing him in the stroller. And he's old. He's 4. He's old enough to, like, probably walk with us. But he gets tired and he's, you know, I don't know. I didn't want to mess with all that. So we took him in a stroller and I pushed the whole stroller. So I probably ran 90% of it. But I had
What? If you're saying 90, it's probably like 40.
No.
100%.
Yeah. There were times where we were trying to get through like a little tunnel area and I had to stop because I had the stroller and I didn't want to pass people. So I walked for about, like, you know, 30 seconds.
When did a kid stop going in a stroller?
Oh, that's a great question because, I mean...
It just depends where you're at,
yeah,
right?
They get tired. Like, if you're in something like that or, like, a fair...
Well,
like,
so do I. My wife should put me in one then sometimes. We go walk around the mall if that's the...
But we go wagon instead of stroller now for a 4-year-old.
Like, but you're not going to do a 5K with a wagon.
I mean, you're probably right.
Yeah.
There is a dog park where we take our dogs now. It's pretty new. But the dog park is, like, 5-minute walk from where you have to park. So we put Stanley in the stroller to take him to the dog park.
There you go. And he's way old for a stroller.
He's 4, like your kid. Yes. So you enjoyed it, though?
Yeah. Now my wife wants to do it, like, twice a month or something. Like, you're out of your mind.
Twice a month?
Do what twice a month?
Just take the family on a 5K run. Because I think they have them, like, every weekend.
Really?
Yeah. When I worked the news in Texas, that every Saturday, it was like, go to this 5K and get video.
Can you run a 5K, though, you think, without stopping?
Yeah.
I think 100%. You can now, too, because Eddie goes pretty hard working out. I've watched the guy turn into, a beast.
Hey.
I'll say it. A beast. All right, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't go into business with him because he won't pay. And he went to the store actually trying to buy some 401k. Here he is, Lunchbox.
I don't understand why people look at me like I'm a creep. Like, when they're walking down the street.
Is this a question for us to answer is this just you saying it?
I get weird looks because, like, if I see someone in a sports shirt, like if they have an Alabama shirt, I'll walk by, I'm like, Roll Tide, huh? And they just look at me like, what? I'm like, you're wearing the shirt, so I'm just trying to be funny and talk to you. I'm not a creep.
Well, like, you must look uncomfortable because if I'm wearing a Razorback shirt or if there are people that Caitlin knows is
they're a Sooner fan, she can go by and be like, boom, or though, y'all Sooner bag. Or it's like, whoop. But nobody thinks anything about it. Maybe it's just so unnatural coming from you, because if you're like, Roll Tide, huh?
Yeah, it's the huh. That's
maybe
weird.
It's they know you're not really them.
Are you so being maybe, condescending?
Yeah, so maybe you're not. It doesn't feel positive.
Oh. And then, I just think it's fun. Like when you see someone in the store, even though I'm not a fan of whatever team, I just say whatever.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, and they're like, huh?
Kind of what though?
I don't know. Just kind of break the ice. Say, hey, what's up?
Like, what ice are you breaking?
I don't know.
You want to keep talking?
No, I don't want to keep talking. I just want to think, oh, we have something in common, but I really don't really
and
care.
And then you just keep going.
Yeah, like I see a Vanderbilt shirt and I'm like, anchor down. And I get nothing back. I'm like, oh,
well, some schools also don't do that where they like talk to each other through phrases.
Anchor down.
Yeah. I don't know that Vandy's got a lot of anchoring down. Like where they're just doing.
Like I saw a guy in a Mariners hat and I was like, let's go M's.
Never heard that one.
Is that, I don't know.
Mariners? It may just be delivery.
Is that it?
I don't think you look creepy.
Okay. I thought maybe people were creeped out by me. And
it's
I'm like,
probably how aggressive you are though, because you are aggressive with people randomly.
Yeah, your voice loud, can be surprising.
Yeah, maybe you just scare them. But don't feel like you look creepy. Other parts of you are, but that part is not.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about yourself. What are you going to say, Amy?
Well, yeah, I just think that he admitted, like, I'm not really a fan. I'm just trying. So they're probably picking up on, like Eddie said.
Roll Tide.
Loser. Right. Sounds like what he's saying.
Moving on over. She learned with scams to be more careful. And people on the show say they pulled an Amy when they get forgetful. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I've just officially have to accept that I've hit that age where I can't really relate to my 16-year-old daughter and the clothes that she wants to buy. And I never thought I would be this person because I feel like I can be with it, you know?
How did they go, by the way, for Taylor Swift with her?
Well, that's one of the examples of us shopping where she just straight up said I was a grandma.
But kids are supposed to think they're moms or grandmas.
I know. I'm just not used to hearing. It's like one day I was kind of okay and knew how to shop with her. And then she woke up one day and I'm a grandma.
I think... too, if you did dress like she dressed, it would also it'd be even worse.
Oh, I'm not trying to dress.
No,
like
I know,
she's
but it's like there's
also,
almost no win. She's not going to be like, you know what? Pretty sensible. This is not a thing.
No, she comes in. Some stuff in my closet, she actually does borrow, but other stuff, she pulls it off the hanger, like pulls it out, and it's on the hanger, and she just starts laughing. She's like, you should get rid of this.
That's rude. Hey, my wife does the same thing to me. I felt that. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, kids keep it real, but I just also don't really like the way kids are dressing.
Which your parents probably didn't like the way you were dressing.
True.
Cycle. Is she a good kid?
She's a good kid, so I think.
But you have to. But
what do you mean?
Well, I don't
you never know.
What
you is
never
he,
know. Listen. Yeah, kids.
Really?
I'm not.
Let me just say this. No, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, not about your daughter. Not about yours. Yes, you never know.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I think that's true. We were all kids. I mean, think about it. Some of my friends, like one of my friends, the moms called him Eddie Haskell. Because, you know, he was like the nice.
Hey. How cool and relevant is an Eddie Haskell reference? Oh, even 15 years ago.
What is that?
Eddie Haskell was the neighbor on Leave It to Beaver, black and white show.
Goodness.
He was Wally's best friend. And he was always like, hi, Miss Cleaver. And he was like, perfect to your face, but it's up to so much trouble. Like,
Yeah. That was my friend in high school. You know what I mean? So you just never know.
Mine is about like nieces and nephews type stuff for me.
Got it.
You just, you never know what people, but I tell you what, my mom always thought I was up to way more than I was. It was the opposite for me. She was like, I know you're up to something. And I was like, no, actually, I volunteered this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to that party Saturday night.
Like when she found real grass in your
She found
car.
I was mowing yards. Oh, my God. She wanted to kill me. I was mowing yards and weed eating. And she found some weed in my car, except it was literal grass from...
like real weed.
Yeah, it was literal
grass and weed.
Yes, you are... But anytime you say that you're cool, a cool mom, you're not a cool mom. However, I don't think you're a not cool mom.
Right.
What makes you not cool is saying you're cool. So don't do that anymore. But kids are supposed to think their moms are lame.
Okay.
And if they didn't, that means you're being too much of a friend, too little of a mom.
Yeah.
You heard it here first from somebody who has no kids.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you very much. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, he's a big Arkansas sports guy, and he would prefer to not talk about when he's going to die. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I just finished a couple of shows, and I would like one of them all the way finished, one of them I kind of finished. I'm not going to spoil any certain show. Can I give a feeling, though, about good or bad after a season is over? That's my question.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, so this show Sweet Tooth on Netflix, it comes on, it's kind of weird at first. You're like, there's a virus and these kids are born as hybrids, like half humans, half animal. And you're trying to figure out why. I loved it. It was everything I wanted. There's viruses. That's all I really wanted, right? It's just, I like that. And so season two comes and it's just rocking. It's just rocking. I'm telling you, by the time season two ended, I was like, what? What happened? Some people may love how it ended. But it was almost too kid for adults and too adult for kids. And even my wife was like, what happened? We watched it all. We were still ready for every episode. And they're coming back for one more season. But I was just like, dang. The other show is Yellow Jackets. Now, it's not over yet, but Yellow Jackets is about the soccer team in high school. The plane crashes in like the wilderness in Canada. And they're so far away, they can't figure out how to get... No one can save them. Season one, awesome.
That's on Showtime?
Yeah. Season two comes on. It's so good. But now it's starting to get to just... a little too bizarre.
The whole thing's
bizarre anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But there's just, it just gets a little, it's like they're trying to make it even better and go, but in that it affects it in a way that just makes it not what was lovable about it to begin with.
Yeah, I always have a theory that they come up with a concept and then when they're writing it, they're like, oh crap, I didn't think we'd get renewed. Now we got to mix stuff up.
Usually that's like season four, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they said about Lost, that show. We're like, well, we have no idea. We're lost. So let's just figure it out. But and Yellow Jackets is still going, and it's got a 98% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. And I will still watch it. It's just borderlining, getting a little too kooky, which was already a kooky show, because in that one it had a plane crash and cannibalism. And that's all I need.
You watch that.
Love it. Can't get enough of that. So, but those are two shows that are kind of losing, they kind of lost their places.
Wow.
I'm still in. I'll watch Sweet Tooth Season 3 when it comes back, but it just felt weird. And I have the list here of the best shows of 2023. I'm just going to do top five. 99% was Poker Face Season 1 on Peacock. We almost started this and we didn't because I don't even know why. But you guys familiar with that? Natasha Lyonne, is that who's in it?
That's the girl from American Pie.
Yeah, and what? She was also in Orange is the New Black.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So 99% positive. So if you want to watch this new show started, that's the biggest one. Barry Season 4. I liked Barry. I quit watching it for some reason. He's a...
hitman?
Assassin.
Yes. I was going to... Not a serial killer, but a hitman.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to be anymore, right? The next one's Beef, which I haven't started, but some of you guys watch Beef.
Yeah.
You like it? Okay, good. Succession Season 4. I'm there. It's great. It ends later this month with a 90-minute episode. I had to hear Mike running his... like flapping his lips. Mike going, oh, you don't like long movies, but you like a long 90-minute finale. Mm-hmm. That's okay for a finale of a TV show. And then finally, Star Trek Picard on Paramount Plus. Those are the top five best shows, highest rated. What's been your favorite show this year so far? This year, quickly. If you don't have an answer. Oh, you do have an answer. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Succession.
Good. Eddie?
Ted Lasso.
Haven't started. Let it build.
Third season.
Jury Duty.
Yeah, great one.
Good.
You done? You're done.
Done. Right? Done. Great.
Without spoiling, it's the best final episode of almost any show I've ever seen.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm only two episodes.
But don't think you're watching Parks and Rec or The Office or that kind of funny, because it's not.
Okay.
It gets to be pretty funny, but it's not like, ha! It's mostly you're just watching this happen, and everybody's an actor except one guy. It ends up being a show you just love. Slow burn, though. Good? Only 20 minutes, though, too.
An episode?
Like 24 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you. Let's get started with the show. Glad everybody's here. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My babysitter let my 12-year-old son watch a scary movie, and now he's having nightmares. I told her anything PG-13 is fine, but I guess she managed to find the scariest PG-13 movie ever. The movie in question is called Insidious. It's about a boy getting possessed by a demon. And now my son is convinced it's going to happen to him. Was she wrong for this? Should I confront her about the movie choice? Or do you think, well, she did nothing wrong? Sign, Mom of a Son That Is Scared to Death. That's only PG-13. Hey, Movie Mike, this movie Insidious, because I'm sure you've probably seen it.
You've seen everything.
Is it PG-13?
It is PG-13. There's no blood or violence. It's just scary images, possession.
Then I don't think that the babysitter should be in trouble because she followed the rules. I think it's not even a, hey, you can do better. I think it's a, hey, PG-13 in the movies. Oh, by the way, just don't show him anything scary. He has nightmares.
There you go.
That's it.
Right.
It's fixed by that. Now, if it had been rated R or NC-17 or X, we'd have a whole different story.
Of course.
The X one.
I don't even think there's an X rating. We used to always say that back in the day. I don't know if there is. No, I have no idea. But yeah, PG-13. That was the rule. That's the rule she followed. So all good. Except for the kid. I would just politely say, hey, but no scary movies because he gets scared. You?
Yeah, I would just know for next time I need to be more specific. And
it's kind of on the mom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and then you could take it a step further and let's not just leave it free for all up to the sitter. Be like, hey, I've got a list of these four movies he can pick from tonight. So that's what y'all got to choose.
Or only yeah. G.
Ooh, keep
it's
it
Winnie the Pooh all night long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mom.
I mean, that's a bummer,
a
too.
A little bit. This leans on you, mom. Mm-hmm. But just better communication. She didn't do anything wrong. PG-13. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I do see a lot less service support animals at the airport because now you can't just take your hyena from home and put a vest on it. Like, it's got to really be, like, a service animal, support animal now. Because things were crapping on airplanes and people were bringing ridiculous animals. Yeah. But I didn't know that you could bring support animals to school, which at least that was happening at your son's school.
Yeah, his teacher was telling us about how they used to allow it until there was a incident.
Guys, listen to this.
What happened?
The service support animal ate another animal.
What?
Whoa.
Tell them the animals.
So as a dog,
which makes sense. It's a dog. We all love dogs. What's the other one?
A bird.
It was a parrot. And so did the parrot do the thing where it's like, sit on your shoulder, Jack Sparrow?
I don't know
the
exactly.
The kid sitting in class, you know, doing his homework, and the parrot's right there like, you see, go see. Yeah,
probably annoyed the dog.
I don't know, but I was thinking, gosh, too bad we missed this opportunity because it all went down before he was there. Because I thought how helpful it would be for him to have an animal with him at school. I think it really, really would. It's like, well, that's not going to happen.
So what did they tell you happened?
That they used to allow that, and it was very helpful and therapeutic for the kids, but it can't happen anymore because...
Did they explain seeing it? Like, was it in the classroom? Was it like at recess?
Yes, I think people witnessed it, yes. And it was
blood everywhere.
The dog just ate the parrot.
A traumatic experience. And obviously the parrot belonged to somebody and now it's not.
But the parrot just hanging, like, again, like on the desk of the kid.
Yeah.
I don't have all the details.
Probably not in the cage, right?
Couldn't have been in the cage.
Because the dog can't eat the whole cage. That would hurt his stomach.
Right.
It's not like the dog went into the cage.
So I'm picturing the parrot on the kid's shoulder.
Yeah, same.
It's probably just a whole
picture. I picture the kid wearing an eye patch, too.
Mm-hmm. Picture a whole therapeutic situation. Kumbaya, the animals hanging out.
And then?
Doing their thing, being all therapeutic. And then the dog went rogue.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, I mean... Yeah, I don't think they were expecting
maybe
that.
Maybe the parrot said something that offended the dog. Like, dogs aren't cool dogs. They're animals. We hate dogs.
Yeah, and then the dog got mad.
All pit bulls should not be allowed. Maybe it was that's it.
Dogs.
How's my parrot impression, by the way?
It's not bad.
Okay,
it's
thanks.
Not
bad.
Dogs live with birds in people's homes and things don't happen.
But. Dang, I wonder what happened. I wonder what set them off.
Mm. Right. And then I'm sure the parrot wasn't quiet about it when he was getting eaten.
I mean, I can't even imagine. It's terrible. You've probably got kids.
Probably want someone to save me from this dog.
Because of it right now. Yeah. So.
And nothing else. Do you sue? Did the parents sue?
I don't know. This is just something that came up with the teacher.
You got to give me more on this story.
Well, I can text her right now.
This is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard. It makes me feel, I don't like it. But it's like, you got support animals till one of the animals that supported ate the other animal that supported. Yeah. So does that mean he was more supporting? Because the parrot wasn't good for the rest.
Okay, I'm texting her now.
We have to check back in with this.
Yeah, I can get the details.
And is there a video of it? I don't want to see it.
Surveillance.
And do all the kids start screaming?
Yeah. Does anyone try to stop it?
Right.
Oh.
Do they start picking sides?
Right.
Oh,
is it
a dog parrot? Like people circle like in a fight in high school. showdown, fight.
They're betting on it.
Oh, and they're throwing dollar bills.
I mean, if that's the case, then they probably still allow.
There's no chance the parrot beats the dog, except the parrot. No. Parrots aren't really flyers. They fly a little bit, but they're in a, but it's in an enclosed.
Can they peck?
I think they're able to fly, but we clip their wings so they don't.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that, yeah. Like that.
So the parrot's wings were clipped. He never had a chance against his dog.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what DraftKings had it listed as for the fight. That I'd be willing to jump into. Okay, find out more about that.
I am.
Because that sucks. We make some jokes about it, but that sucks that that happened. But that's unbelievable. First of all, you can get a parrot as a support animal. Let me go to that, too, by the way. Let me just stop. Go to the very beginning. You get to take Toucan Sam into a room, and that thing gets to help you, like, feel better.
I guess if it's your animal, it's who you want to bring, brings you comfort.
What'd you look up over there, Lunchbox?
No, I'm just trying to see parrot.
He's looking at bikini girls, and I think he's looking something up.
I was looking at bikini girls.
He was, actually.
Instagram. Yeah. Well, he's on his computer and he holds his head up. That's what he does when he like figures something out. Mm-hmm. And he was typing and he goes, head up. And I was like, oh, the Lunchbox, what'd you get?
No.
Have you seen Kim Kardashian?
No,
it's a blondie. I don't know who it is.
No, it's the gymnast from LSU. She's on the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Yeah. They just released the photos.
She is has the biggest valuation of any NIL athlete.
Yeah.
It's like millions and millions of dollars.
You can see why.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh man, I'm zoning out. I need to pay attention. So I looked up and then you called me on it and I'm not going to lie to you, you know what I mean, and tell you I'm looking at...
I appreciate that.
I wasn't going to tell you I was looking
at... busted in class.
Dude, but how hot is she, Eddie?
No, yeah, she's hot.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
Eddie, I would just go with... What? Not that, right,
what do you
then?
Mean?
I would just go with, listen, dude, you should just focus on work.
You know, I didn't even think about it. I just kind of reacted.
You just get your wife's lesson.
That's what came out.
Yeah, but look at this. I mean... Hold on.
Here's no, we're not holding on. All right, we're going to play this song. Thank you.
She's on the beat.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
Janice Hall is 81 years old, and she just walked the stage of her college graduation. She went to Bethel University, and it took her about 5 decades to earn her degree. She got married, had 3 children, 14 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren. Dang. She had a stroke, 2 battles with breast cancer, and lost her husband, but Janice carried on. And she even inspired one of her daughters to go back to college as well. 81 years old, and she's in the news. And so I just think of Lunchbox and how he's 3 hours short from getting his diploma. And if he commits to the long haul, he could wait. And then when he's 80, 90, that'd be such a good story if he goes back to get his degree.
Wait till you're 100, then do it. Then you'll for sure make the news.
Oh, but I don't know if I'll be here at 100.
This is a long game, but like...
If he's 100, though, does he have to just go to school all over again, or do those credits still last?
That's a great question.
They still last.
It's an interesting question.
Because the courses change.
Curriculum.
You were trying to say curriculum, but you went to courses?
Yeah, because I changed it.
That's like that big chicken on Looney Tunes. I say.
Foghorn?
That's a really good pan, stovetop fire.
Yeah, I mean, they do change, and so I figure they would have to redo things. I'd be a sophomore again, maybe. Not worth it. That's just terrible.
Well, you're over there working on your, lap, computer. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yep.
My foghorn leghorn is not good, but I tried.
It's
the three things and then changes it, you know? Yeah. Again. That's what's up. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview. In case you didn't know.
All right, coming in studio is Runaway June. 3 members. Jen was on The Amazing Race. She's co-written other massive hits for artists. Natalie was playing fiddle at Opryland by age 4. She made her Opry debut at age 12. Stevie's the newest member. They basically saw her online and they were like, you got to be part of the group. They have the song Buy My Own Drinks.
I can buy my own drinks.
And they have a new single called Make Me Wanna Smoke.
You make me wanna smoke.
And they are in studio right now. Here they are. Runaway June.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Runaway June.
Welcome back to the studio, guys. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Good
to be here.
Jen, let me start with you. You guys went to Japan. How cool was that?
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was all three of us were like, that was our favorite country we've ever been to.
Do you know Japanese?
A little bit. I know words.
She attempted a whole lot while we were there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like.
Like what?
Like. Counting, ichi ni san chi go roko si chi hachi kyu.
You remember that?
Did
you learn that for that?
No. So when I was little, I was obsessed with Japanese food, and we would go to this Japanese restaurant, and I would ask the chef how you say everything. Like rice is goha. You know, I just would. I loved Japanese culture for some reason, so it was cool for me to go.
Stevie, how was Japan for you?
It was my absolute favorite place I've ever been. Tokyo was like number one. The people there were so respectful, so kind and so polite, and just, it was definitely culture shock, but I want to plan another trip to go back.
Why'd you guys go, Natalie?
We went for the military. So we went on, and it was a five-country tour. We started in Germany, then did Italy, went to South Korea, Japan, and then Okinawa. And so it was, it was all performing for our troops. It was amazing.
Do you fly on one of those big planes where they like strap you in?
No, we didn't for this tour. Jen's done that before. I've done a bit of that.
Like the big gray
like the
plane.
C-130.
I have no idea what it is, but then you sit in a seat and you put the straps on. You've done that?
Yeah.
I was in Iraq and it was the craziest thing. They always would ask us to go to the cockpit if you want to meet the pilots and see the cockpit. And so we were doing, like, it was the middle of the night and doing combat takeoff and landings because we were at war. And so,
what does that mean, a combat takeoff and landing?
Like, they would just go and straight up. Like, so you'd
they'd
try
get
to
up
like
as fast
avoid
as possible.
Getting shot, you know? And so they, one of the flights, they asked us to go meet the pilots, and I get up there and there's two girls that are like probably 23 or 24. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are, what am I doing so in my cool. life? You guys are like flying these so huge cool. planes in Iraq. I mean, it was just so cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And at 23 too, it's like so young. It's amazing.
So did anybody, so you're not singing to the Japanese people, you're singing to the American troops over there.
Correct.
Right.
We did have one show where they got some of the Japanese, there's a line dance club. And so they all came to, and they line danced our entire show.
So cool.
I had never seen line dancing to slow songs. It was like graceful, like beautiful turning, almost like ballet. They were dancing to Wild West. But for most of the shows, it was just for military and their families.
Jen, you're pretty tall. In Japan, are you taller?
I was tall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, tall and blonde.
Just sticks out
I
everywhere.
I look different, yeah.
Yeah. You guys have a new song. And so, Stevie, tell me about this song, Make Me Want to Smoke.
So this is a total different vibe than what we've done in the past. And it's really exciting. It's very edgy, very more rock elements. And we're really excited about it. We got pitched the song. One of the writers, Jason Sellers, he is just a phenomenal writer. And we heard it and instantly we're like, we are cutting this song. So it's definitely, it's me and Natalie are more of the rock chicks, and we're slowly bringing Jen to the dark side.
They're making me cooler.
Yeah. We're making her wear all black. And
but no, it has a really cool way of incorporating all of our styles into it. So we're really excited about it. Go
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Runaway June.
All right, so the new song is out, Make Me Want to Smoke. You guys can see runawayjune.com. Go to the website and see the shows that they are doing. California, Colorado, Tennessee, Ohio, Iowa. You guys are all over. Is it ramping up now for you guys, Natalie?
Yeah.
Is it starting to be that busy season again?
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you guys doing, like, are you doing festivals, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like festivals?
Love. Those are my favorite shows.
Because?
Just the crowd is fun, and they kind of, like, lose their inhibitions. They're all very loose, and just the energy you feel at those shows, I feel like, is really fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do some uncomfortable questions from our listeners that we do.
Oh, good.
But some of them are, there's a couple on here that I just don't, you just tell me what I can, I go all the way to 10?
Yes.
Go to 10.
Okay. Question number one, what did Runaway June do with the t-shirts with the past members' faces on them?
We actually just sold a bunch of them at the last show.
Really? Those are collector's items.
They are. Oh, yeah.
They're vintage.
Also, we already bought them. The business already paid for them. We need to sell them.
Might as well make money.
Okay. See?
There you go.
I like that. Who is the best tipper in Runaway June?
I would vote Jen, probably.
I feel like you're always on top of it. Like, if we have a driver, Jen will be like, who's got the money? Who's got the cash? If she's got
the cash.
But all three of us, because it's our money.
But there's always a cash person, though. Even in my relationship, I have cash. My wife never has cash.
I have cash.
Are you I always have cash.
You have cash?
I never have cash, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm the prepared person in case we have to, like, park somewhere or tip somebody. Mm-hmm. And then she... It's like everybody has Venmo.
Yeah, everybody has Venmo. PayPal. You can just now you can like scan stuff to pay people. So
yeah, I just feel weird being like, hey bro, what's your Venmo? But she does it, no problem. She's like, hey, what's your Venmo? And they gives all
but
good.
She can get away with it, I feel like.
Yeah.
What do you mean I can't? Why can't I get away with it?
I mean, they're gonna want cash from you, Bobby.
Yeah, okay. How do you decide who gets what bunk on the bus?
We all kind of have our designated spots.
When I joined this band, I was told what bunk it was pointed out to me, and I really liked it. So I stay in that bunk.
But we're all on the middle, right? Like, we all sleep on the middle row.
Yeah.
How is Jen related to John Wayne?
He's my grandfather.
Well, that's a question.
So uncomfortable.
So explain it. He's your grandfather, but through what lineage?
My mom's dad. So I just was visiting my grandma, who's 94. She was his wife, and I took my daughter to see her, and she's unbelievable, 94. And she remembers all the stories, and she's, like, fully there. It's so cool, like, hearing. Like, her regular conversation is like, oh, Marilyn Monroe, this and that. And I'm like, this is just a different world. You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you ever meet him?
No.
Or did he die?
He died before I was born.
How many years before?
I missed him by 3 years.
Do you see in his face or any of your other family members, does he look like?
Yeah, he looks a lot like my aunt and my uncle. I see my mom a little bit, but and my brother, when he was young, he looks exactly like my brother. Kind of wild.
Do you have any memorabilia?
Yeah.
Like cool stuff?
Yeah.
Like hats or anything?
Like hats, guns.
That's pretty cool.
Boots.
That's awesome. Oh,
I didn't. Nice. Well, that's not uncomfortable at all. I actually like that question and that answer. Okay, Runaway June. They have the brand new song, Make Me Wanna Smoke. I've never smoked in my whole life.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Okay, so for me, I would be like, I don't know if I can sing about this. So did you have the conversation? Do we want to do a smoking song?
Yeah, we did.
We did have the conversation.
Go ahead.
I think you got to kind of take some risks if you want to be a little different and stand out. And all three of us, whether or not that's really true for us, if we're smoking, it's like sometimes when you're delivering a song, you have to take on a different character.
Yeah, it's not even that risky. I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
Yeah. I mean, we're smoking, chain smoking, you know?
It's about the boy, too, really.
Yeah, it's
you know?
All a metaphor. And to me, too, like the second that I heard it, it's like, you make me want to smoke, you make me want to quit. It does both of them at the same time.
Got
so
it.
Like, I'm cool with that.
Typical girl can't make up our mind.
I just had to ask that question because if I don't, I'm going to have so many DMs going, you didn't even tell him smoking was bad. So I'm just helping me out here. I'm just covering my bases with that question.
Yep.
Smoking is bad. Just like some of those boys, you know.
Jen said she was on a flight until like 2 this morning. And I said, how are you doing during the break? She goes, I'm tired. What happened?
Well, my daughter decided to come into her own this weekend. She's become a little adult and she's become a little bit of a terror. And so we were on the tarmac for 3 hours and she was just, you know, wreaking havoc, just crawling from one seat to the next to behind, pulling everything out. And like the first half hour, sticking her hand out and stuff. I'm like, okay, bringing her back. And she goes, and I'm like, this is the nightmare that when you're on the plane, you're like, oh my God, that baby is a nightmare. That was what happened yesterday.
I would imagine there are a lot of moms though on that flight. They're probably a little annoyed, but also go, I'm just glad that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's probably not as many people that are angry at you as that are just feeling bad for you.
Hopefully not. Now I have compassion for, you know, moms and kids. I used to get on planes and be annoyed with the kid,
I'm still
like
there.
Shaking my seat. You
know?
That's
still me. Yeah.
Well, yesterday she was shaking the seat in front of me. I'm like, oh no, I know this feeling.
Well, guys, congratulations on the song. And you guys going to put out like more songs, a record, anything soon?
It's in the works now. We're in the studio and writing a ton. So we're
you guys are
really
recording
excited.
Already?
Yeah. We've got a couple more recorded.
They good or no?
Oh yeah.
They're great.
Okay,
they're great.
Never know.
We think so.
We're excited.
Know.
All right. Runaway June. Follow them. Runaway June Official. They have a new song, Make Me Want to Smoke. But they do, to all the moms out there, they're going to message me. They don't encourage smoking. It's a metaphor.
We don't condone
yes.
it.
It's a metaphor.
Thank you. All right. Thank you guys. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a restaurant in Minnesota. They have a worker shortage, like a lot of restaurants. This place is called the Midtown Tavern, and they have a robot server that they've added to the staff. Her name is Bella, and she provides service with a smile. And the manager was talking about how she's been a great addition to the staff, and it's
I
really
brought
working
your
out.
Eggs. No, I didn't order eggs. Order a steak. I brought your eggs. Dang it, I said eggs.
Eat the eggs.
Yes.
She's able to navigate the floor using a pre-programmed map, which is, I assume, like when we've been at hotels sometimes, they've had little robots that make their way around from room to room and deliver things.
That's crazy.
For what you're paying for this machine that can navigate through a wooden floor and get the right food and take it to the right person, I don't know. Pay the waiters $2 more? I don't know. I'm just being crazy here. You can't find workers. You know why? Because you ain't paying them enough.
Mm-hmm.
and but you're going to spend all this on a robot?
Question, do you tip the robot?
I don't.
And no. Who gets that?
How
tip?
Was my service?
No. You do not. I think she's just like assists the servers and maybe. I don't know. I haven't eaten
it's
here yet.
Cool enough that I would want to go just to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know if you get it because of a shortage, I guess is my point. Like, we don't have enough waiters, so let's hire Terminator, too.
You know, right, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't, right. So, I hear you. It is cool, but in Vegas, yeah, that thing would come up to your room.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I rode the elevator with it.
Yeah, how was it?
We didn't talk.
Oh, you didn't? You looked separately. Yeah. Idiot.
Who on the show would be most easily replaced by a robot?
Ooh.
I mean, AI will be able to replace all of us soon. I told you guys, they can now use AI, and I could do every commercial on AI. I don't. But they can take all my voice and do it. Probably, I don't want to answer
none.
That.
That's what you say.
None. Well, I mean, I did have a couple answers, but none. None. All right, what else?
I have the top five phrases that young people use that the rest of us don't get. So I'll say the phrase, Bobby, and I'll see if you get it.
Groovy.
That is not on here.
No, that's just what I say.
Okay.
Groovy.
That's cool kids say.
Dank.
I don't know.
What?
Amazing.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. High quality.
Yeah, I know that.
Did you know that?
Yes, but I don't like saying I know it sometimes because you guys make fun of me.
Wait,
do you use that in your personal life?
No, I don't use it.
That's so crazy. It means something positive because I would think dank means negative.
Yeah
but that's because you're old and I'm like Peter Pan. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salty.
Well, that's easy. That's like you're not angry, but like you're holding, you're annoyed. Like I'm salty at Eddie because Eddie gets to come in later than me.
Jealous.
You use that one too?
Yeah. No, you know, I don't.
Okay.
It's harder to actually explain than it is to use. Go ahead.
Big yikes.
Well, that's like almost cringy even.
Yeah. After you do something really embarrassing, you say, oh, big yikes.
Yeah. Why are you guys looking at me like that?
Because I feel like you say this.
Yeah. I don't say any of it or I would say it on the air. I can't pull it off because I know it doesn't mean I can pull it off. Go ahead.
I feel like this one's easy. Fam.
Family.
Yeah. Duh. And then bougie.
Yeah. Fancy rich. Yeah.
Look at you. You passed.
5 for 5.
100.
How many would you have gotten?
None. Oh, now bougie. I would have gotten bougie.
Lunchbox?
Fam.
Yeah. I just don't like answering those because then I get made fun of, but I don't use them.
Uh-huh. No, I
think sure. One of us has to stay somewhat dialed in, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's helpful,
and
too.
And when I don't, you ask them, I'm like, always like, big yikes. It's like,
yeah, and I'm salty that you know him.
All right, what else?
So how did Mike Fisher get Carrie Underwood to fall in love with him?
Rich hockey player that looks good.
Pretty much. Nailed it.
What else you want? NHL player, good-looking guy, probably nice, and very rich.
Oh.
The end. All right, that's your pile of stories.
Well, that's not how Carrie answered the question.
Go ahead.
She said it was persistence. Like, he was trying to meet her backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. He was friends with someone in her band. And he's like, I really want to get back there and meet Carrie. And the guy was very protective of Carrie. He was like, no. But he waited like a year and kept asking. And finally set him up. And they talked on the phone for months before they ever went on their first date. So she said persistence.
Okay. Counterpoint. What if Lunchbox was very persistent in singing?
Yeah.
You think that would work?
Yeah, like if it's just persistence... Do we think Lunchbox, if single, and she was single, could have been persistent enough to get Carrie Underwood? No. The answer is rich, good looking, nice guy who plays hockey, who also tried hard.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get Caitlin?
Persistence.
Begging. Yeah. Not screwing up, and also screwing up, being like, okay, sorry about that.
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
During a recent Dodgers game, this guy named Steve made a great catch on a foul ball. Thing is, it wasn't just a foul ball. It was a foul ball that came as he was holding his daughter in one arm and a beer in the other.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the carrier thing's on, and he's got his arm around her holding a beer.
Amazing.
And he's able to take his arm off the kid because the carrier is on him.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it didn't seem like fall onto the ground. But here you go. Here's a clip of the Dodgers announcer.
Dad's making plays.
Nice.
A beverage, a baby, and a baseball.
But hold on. So he let the baby go, even though it was in the carrier. Uh-huh. He decided to leave the hand that was on the baby, not the beard.
But the carrier's fine.
You're right. Right.
It's still in there.
Okay.
The baby can't fall. The carrier is like a vest. I mean, it's strapped.
No, but you're talking instinct. Like, this was just like, oh, I got to catch that ball.
But he knows the baby's strapped in.
He said he later told reporters, because the whole place went crazy. He told reporters it was as if the ball came to his hand in slow motion. and fans around him in the stands applauded. He held the ball up in the air, and it was such a moment. It made the news.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a good catch, too. Anytime a ball's come like that, but you can catch it with one hand.
Hey, I always sit like baseball games and think like, all right, what am I going to do in this situation if the ball comes?
Let me get out of the way.
What? You're not going to try to catch it?
I don't want the ball.
What? You don't want the ball?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard you say.
It's like a bucket list item is to catch a foul ball at a Major League Baseball game.
I'm all good. I got plenty of balls.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to hurt break a finger or anything.
Right. So I've thought about taking my hat off and trying to catch it on my hat.
It'll rip your hat right out of your hand.
I guess it depends if it's up, like coming straight down or a line. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with it.
Can't you take a glove?
You can, but
nerd alert.
I would never. Maybe when you're 12, loser.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.